You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
We've seen what you can do, oh God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is Wednesday Live, and so glad to have you joining us today. And we are going to have an absolutely hallelujah morning. We're going to have a great time today. Yeah. God is on the move. I'll tell you what, you know, the news media, many times secular, their job is to let us know everything the devil's up to. We are here to let you know what God is up to. And God is up to some really great things. Any direction we look around the world, even though you can see wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of things going on, beyond that, beyond what you're seeing that's on the stage that looks like it's a bunch of fire and smoke and war and death and destruction, behind the scene there is an awesome awakening that's taking place. And it continues on our university campuses. It continues across our nation. There is a tremendous awakening. In fact, before we finish our morning out, we want to take a few moments to join with believers all over the United States. Franklin Graham is calling our nation to prayer, I believe to fasting and prayer, for revival, for an awakening. And we are so appreciative of the work that God has given to the Grahams that's going on around the world, that has gone on, and we want to share that and encourage you to be a part of this great awakening. Also, this morning, we're going to have a guest come on a little later talking about fasting, starting your year off with a passionate pursuit of God. Going to have Tim and Maria Widrow on with us. But right now, I want to welcome a great friend of WCNO. And his name is Keith Graydon. Keith from Providence Pools. Welcome again to Wednesday Live.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to put you on the spot. Are you in Canada or are you in Florida?
Well, if I didn't know, I'd be wondering that.
If you didn't know. Wow, I love it. You know, I'm so glad to hear a little bit of that accent. I went to college with a awesome man of God from Canada, and I love the accent. My wife is she's a country girl from you know, the mountains up Tennessee, Georgia, up that way. And so she had her accent when she came down. I'm a gator bite. I crawled out of the swamp, so I don't know what I sound like. But I love the accent. So you do come to us from Canada, actually, right?
I do come from Canada. We came here about 4.5 years ago. I guess at the beginning of COVID, and my wife had lost her job. And she's actually, her dad is, he was born in Columbus, Ohio. So she had a... quicker path to American citizenship, and then she's able to sponsor us, and we came down here.
That is awesome. That is awesome. So you are in the pool business, Providence Pools. You do not build pools, but what do you do with pools?
So, I mean, basically just the three C's of pool maintenance. We just monitor the circulation of it, make sure the water's flowing in the correct direction, that the filter element and all the pieces to the pool are clean, they're not leaking. We do the pool chemistry, make sure it's all balanced, and then obviously the legwork, the brushing and the skimming and all the work that nobody really wants to do. We make sure we do that to its full extent. So just everything involved in the cleaning maintenance of the pool.
So how did you get into the pool business, cleaning? I like this, circulation, chemistry, and cleaning. How did you get into pool maintenance? I mean, see, I don't know a lot about Canada. I don't know if you have any swimming pools in Canada. So how did you get into this business?
Well, that's a good question, too. I had nothing to do with it whatsoever in Canada. There are pools there. I have swim in them. But I did no maintenance whatsoever on any pool in Canada. But I kind of just did some research of Florida. You know, what is the easiest, possibly the most normal business to start in Canada or in Florida with no experience in those fields at all. So and pool cleaning came up. So it was pool cleaning or pressure washing, and this is the way I decided to go.
You went pool cleaning. Well, let me tell you, I had enough experience cleaning pools. That was one of my mini careers while I've been in the ministry over the years was cleaning pools, and there were aspects of the job that absolutely guarantee that I'm not interested in that. There's a reason why we need people in the pool business. I remember in the midst of summer carrying two of those yellow jugs, what are they, 3.5 gallons of chlorine or whatever, and walking across the backyard, running in, having my feet chewed up with ants, and having chlorine splashing on my toes and chewing up my pants and my shoes. And I'm like, somebody... And they have to have a call of God to do this.
Yeah, it can be hard work, but I came from a labor-intensive job in Canada, so it was kind of an easy transition that way.
Awesome.
But, I couldn't get I wasn't a citizen, you know what I mean? So I couldn't just apply for a job here. I had to start my own business to get to work. And if a man don't work, he don't eat. So you got to figure something out.
Well, one thing I know about our listening audience is that we love to do business with the family. And, you know, I have a couple boys, and there's times now that I find out there's a lot of jobs that it's just so much easier when you can get someone in the family to help you. And so we had a repair on a car recently that I had a quote of like $7,000 to repair the car. So I'm talking with my son, and I'm like, son, can we do this? Can we repair a transfer case? Can we take this thing all apart and replace the chain and do whatever needs to be done? He goes, yeah, Dad, we can do that. Let's just find a garage to do that in. And so, you know, it's awesome to have somebody in the family that has experience that you can trust to come in and help you get things done. So, Keith, your business is Providence Pools. Tell us about the name.
I guess the only other name I looked at was Patriot Pools. Well, every service business has that name already.
Yep.
There's Patriot Roofing, there's Patriot everything.
But, Ryan.
So anyway, it's kind of my second choice in a way. It just came to me, but I thought, let's get something in here that ties to what I believe in. So, Providence came straight from the scriptures, basically. Again, as I said, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat, and God helps provide. So it's just putting faith in him and letting the business name exemplify that.
Okay, now we want to talk a little bit about your faith and get into that and how you came into the kingdom of God. But for someone that's listening, they may just have a minute. How can people get a hold of you? What is your phone number? What are you going to give out today so people could know how to reach you?
The best way is the phone number. I'm on Facebook. It's called Providence Pools on there too. But my phone number is 772-971-9570.
772-971-9570. And of course, you can also go to WCNO.com, and there you can find the phone number for Providence Pools as well. And so that is very, very important information. So a lot of us have swimming pools. A lot of us have needs. One thing I was going to ask you before we get to the testimony part is, do you do repairs as well, or do you just do the water maintenance side of it?
I do repairs also. I mean, I'm learning some of the more complicated pumps right now, but I do. I can always refer someone to, you know, a guy I know that can do it. But yeah, anything with parts and stuff like that, and the motors and valves, I can replace those. So I do some maintenance, just I don't do all maintenance.
Because there is a lot of maintenance, I know that that's kind of a broad question, because maintenance can be as broad as actually refinishing the surface of a pool, or it can just be maybe swapping out a pump, or maybe some light things like that. I know sometimes filters go. What about heating? Is pool heating something that that you work with somebody to get done on pools? I know a lot of times families will say, you know, my pool heater's out.
Yeah, I don't work with the pool heaters at all.
Okay.
I refer that out.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, if I can't, there's one thing I will do too. If someone calls me, they need a leak check, I'll check for a leak or anything like that. If I can't fix it, I don't charge anybody for it.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So you've been in business how long?
I've been in business now for 4.5 years, ever since we came down.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Now, what counties do you serve?
I serve just St. Lucie County right now.
St. Lucie County. So St. Lucie, I know we're reaching a lot of counties, so that's really important that we get it out there. So if you're in St. Lucie County and you're looking for someone that is a part of the kingdom of God, will do an honorable job, you could reach Keith at 772-971-9570. And even if you have some needs that goes beyond his daily repair, if it's intensive or major repairs, he can probably help you get some direction with that as well. Keith, tell us about your encounter with God. How did you end up coming into the kingdom?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home, so we were...
That's awesome.
I was born on a Sunday. I was probably in church on Sunday night.
But, and you'd been in church in the womb before that, right?
That's right. I was in church in the womb, too. So, and then I got saved when I was 5. You know, back in the 80s, there was a lot of hellfire and brimstone messages, and it was a prayer meeting, actually, too. I was the only 5-year-old kid in there, I can assure you of that, but just the fear of God was kind of instilled in me at that time, and my relationship grew when I was young, but it also drifted kind of in my teenage years and into adulthood some, and then when I got married, came back. And so, yeah, there was some lost time in there where I wasn't living for the Lord, but God brought me back into his fold, so, but, yeah, and it's been great. I love it here in America. I mean, there is churches everywhere, but it's just the openness of God and your relationship with God is so much more, it's just so much more open. You just hear about God so much more. I just love that.
So is that more so than what's going on in Canada? We have a number of Canadian friends over the years, and we haven't seen as much of them since COVID, actually. And I know there's been some action going on in Canada. What is the difference between the spiritual atmosphere in Canada versus here in the States at this time?
Yeah, I mean, it was just my experience, so I can't just paint this with just a broad brush, but my experience in Canada was faith was really dead, you know, and I was somewhat dead too, like compared to coming to here. But like, for example, like my wife and I, we minister in a public school. We do this, we volunteer with this organization called Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And we're able just to go in there and just talk about the Lord to kids at lunchtime. Anybody that wants to come here, anybody that wants to come engage with us. And I know the organization is in Canada too. I wasn't familiar with it there, but I just find it's just so much more open to the gospel. I just find it incredible.
That's awesome. So you and your wife minister some together in that way. So you are a married man?
Yes.
How many years?
We've been married now for 15 years.
Wow. Praise God. Any children?
Three kids.
Three children?
Yes.
Wow. What are their ages?
They are 20, 13, and 11.
20, 13, and 11. Wow. Well, you have a family that's on the move. So, do you have any help with your business from your family?
I do in the summertime, yeah, and occasionally when my middle son has time off school, but him and my wife actually are able to help too from time to time. So,
wow, that's awesome.
I do have help within the family. That's great.
Okay, once again, we're talking with Keith Graydon from Providence Pools. He is a partner with us here at WCNO. And one of the things that our partners tell me from time to time, Keith, is that it takes a little time to get some traction. In fact, John Nelson's one of our guys, works with familiesrecover.org. And John said, you know, I think he said it was like 6 months before he started getting phone calls. He said, then I started getting phone calls. So it does take a little time for partnerships to develop a response. But as people listen, they write your number down. They go, oh, yeah, you know, I need a pool cleaner. I need somebody to come in and take over. Or I'd like to get another bid. I'd like to get another price. Then they think about it and they go, that was on WCNO. Let me go to their website. Let me see. I know I heard a Christian guy that was talking about that. So it does take a little time. You've been with us several months now, and we would like to update your spot, because I think your spot talks about summer coming. Of course, summer's always coming in Florida, right?
Yeah, well, I hope it gets here soon.
Yeah, amen. Amen. So do you hear from any of – have you heard recently from any of our family?
I actually have a really funny, really good story about that. So I called to set up this interview where I could talk to you about a month ago, or maybe a little less than that. And the very next day, someone called me. It was the first customer that ever called me from the radio station. And they said, I got your number from the radio station. Can you come look at my pool? And I came and looked at it, and it was green, whatever. We revived it, and they're an ongoing customer now. So I much appreciate that, and hopefully that's just the beginning.
Yeah, that is just the beginning. And you know, every month, you know, as you do that job, just remember, this is first fruits. It's coming in, right? It's starting. So I know that we have a lot of people with pools. A lot of times, some of our relationships have been built over a lot of years. But if you're listening today, and I know it's winter, I'm in Martin County, and I have a pool, and our pool during the winter kind of goes to sleep a little bit because we don't have a heater on it, so it's much easier to take care of. But summer's coming, and if you're thinking about maybe wanting to connect with someone that you can certainly trust, part of the kingdom, part of the family, to come in and give you a bid as summer's coming with your pool and supplies, repairs, things of that nature, you might want to consider Keith. And Keith, you don't have a page, right?
I do have a webpage.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. Providence-pools.com. So, yeah, you can check that out also.
Providence-pools. Okay. All right. Now, there are different kinds of pools. There's fiberglass. At least I remember cleaning fiberglass pools. Concrete, different types of surfaces with concrete. And I kind of live close to the railroad, so I ended up with an in-ground vinyl pool with a concrete bottom and such forth. Do you maintain all three of those kinds of pools?
I do maintain all those pools, yes. I have above ground pool myself, so I know how finicky they can be at times, but I do maintain all those pools, yes.
Okay. All right. And are you able to maintain pools of almost any size, residential only or residential and commercial?
I can do commercial also. I don't have any commercial accounts at the moment, but I am certified to do commercial also.
So we do have property managers, property management companies. We have people that are involved in different levels of construction, development, and such forth. So it's good for us to network. And so if you're listening today and you're thinking, hey, you know, I work for maybe in maintenance over an organization, this is something that's important. That was one thing that I ended up doing a lot of commercial pools. And it's a little different, isn't it? If you're like cleaning or maintaining a pool at a clubhouse or something, that's a little different, but it's the same technology.
Yes, sir. It is a little bit different, and you have more eyes on you, I guess you could say, but it's basically the same process, yeah.
So what would a typical service look like as far as, you know, how often does that happen?
So it happens on a weekly basis.
Once a week?
Every single week I'm going to okay. brush your pool, skim it, clean it. Clean all your baskets and everything like that every month. Once a month, I'm going to clean your filter element. And then every single time I come to you, I check the equipment, make sure there's no leaks, everything's working properly. And then you don't have to test every single chemical every single week, but you got to test chlorine, pH, and alkalinity, and then calcium and stabilizer. You can test those once a month. But it does get checked every single week. Like some chemical is getting checked every single week.
All right. So I know I have some pool key personnel here in the room with me today. David's with me, and also Karen's with me. Do you have any questions for the pool guy? Let's say, do you have a question for the pool guy?
Well, I would, but I have a pool guy at home.
But you're in Martin County, so.
Right.
So you don't have to ask the question.
No, I have my hubby that's our pool guy. But I appreciate what you do, because I certainly wouldn't want to be a...
Your hubby is the pool guy?
Yes. Oh, religiously.
Does he do a good job?
He does.
Okay. So don't fire your husband, ladies. Okay. Do not fire your husband. Keith is not asking for that, right? Yeah. But I suppose, Keith, you probably have had some families that took care of their pool and then ended up saying... maybe I should call somebody. Have you had that happen?
Oh, yes. Well, I definitely had that happen. And a lot of times it is the wife that is asking for the pool service because the husband isn't cutting it. But
it's, well, a lot of times the husband's busy doing other things, right? So the pool's not the first on the list. David, it looked like you were all cocked and ready with a thought-provoking question.
No, I don't know. It's the only time we have pools is after heavy rain in our yard. So we don't have anything particular.
Okay.
But I did, you know, the question, Keith, this time of year, although it's not summertime, so people aren't custom driving home from a hot day and jumping in their pool, but when they do in the cool weather, some have pool heaters. Do you maintain those or do you install those if people don't have them?
I already asked him about pool heater. I did.
I missed that.
You were coming in, but Keith, you could answer that. We probably have a lot of new listeners joining us.
Yes, that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do not maintain pool heaters. I refer that business out.
Oh, okay.
I'm not certified to do it, so I don't maintain the heater.
Okay. But you can refer to somebody and get that done, and that is a pretty big thing. What do you find when someone calls and says we've been maintaining our pool, but help? What does that mean normally?
Most of the time, it's a chemical imbalance. It's either gone cloudy on them, but they are doing it every week, but it's still going cloudy. Or they've left it for a month and it's gone green. That's usually one of those two things.
Yep. And when that happens, it is kind of important that somebody who knows what they're doing gets involved.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true. That's true. Because you can go, another thing that'll happen too is people will take samples and they'll go take them into pool stores, and pool stores will sell them all kinds of chemicals. But the time that you pay for those chemicals, you might as well have your own pool guy.
Now you're talking. That's true. And chlorine has gone up in price, hasn't it?
Yeah, since COVID, chlorine has doubled, and a lot of every chemical has gone up in price. But yeah, so there is value to having a pool guy for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I may need to talk to my pool guy.
Yeah.
But again, we're in Martin County.
Yeah, we're in Martin County. Yeah. Once again, we're talking with Keith Graydon, and he is. He is the owner, operator, brains, hands, brawns, to make sure the circulation's working, the chemistry, the cleaning, all that with Providence Pools. So if you had a profound question to ask the pool man, you could you could give us a call here at the station, and maybe we could connect. You're going to have Keith on for just a couple more minutes. I wanted to ask you, Keith, how does your faith in Jesus Christ impact your overall ethics as a Christian businessman?
Yeah, that is that's a great question too. So the biggest thing is, it's like, okay, if the customer isn't there, you know what I mean? How much does your integrity matter? You know, are you going to do the same job if the customer isn't there as if they were? And I like to say that I do. I do the same job every single time. And so in terms of doing the work itself, my faith matters in that way. But also in engaging with people, because there are, you know, I will see lots of people during the week. And you know, that those times matter. You know what I mean? Like, how is your demeanor? Are you happy to be there? Are you displaying that you know Christ? So those things definitely matter also.
So you do have the quality aspect, because the quality of work that you do, and I love what you're saying about the whole aspect of doing a high-quality job, whether you're being watched, you're not being watched, whether someone's in town or out of town. I remember as a kid, I worked on Jupiter Island down this way. It's kind of high-end properties. Now we have several communities. But working on Jupiter Island, there were certain things that were let go while the family was not around. And then when we knew that the owners were coming back, it's like, oh, we got to get all this stuff done. And so our Christian life is kind of like that. There's a lot of things that are kind of visible and public, and certainly as a father and as a husband and as a man of God, there's certain testimonial things about that. But really, when nobody can see, that's kind of important who we are at that point, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And then, you know, when I'm showing my son the business, then it really matters.
For sure.
Does dad do a good job when people aren't looking? And so, yeah, all those things come into play.
And, you know, you mentioned a weekly checkup, and that is really important, because one thing that I learned about chemistry and pool chemistry and chemicals is that if you do not stay up with it, you can end up with a real mess pretty quick.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can, if some of your levels aren't right, then you can actually damage your pool surface. You know, you can
yes.
cause leaks.
Yes.
Beyond just the water going bad, there's all kinds of things that could go wrong. So you have to maintain those levels.
All right. So, Keith, we are blessed to have you as a partner with us, and we're looking to send about 1,000 people your way. You know, I don't know how many pools. It may take a couple of weeks for that to happen. But really, in all seriousness, we're blessed to have you as a partner. Your partnership with us assists in covering the cost of this ministry. And so you are not only ministering today on a day-by-day basis, but in your business, but you're also, as a businessman, you are lifting up Christ with us here at WCNO. And as you know, we have a very big mouth for God, and we're covering, we could potentially speak to 1/3 of the state of Florida at one time if they all tuned in. That would be pretty cool. I mean, that's a lot of people. But even though your region is St. Lucie County, you are lifting up Christ to 1/3 of the state of Florida with us as a partner. And we want to thank you for that. And let other business owners know that you can come alongside of us. We're always looking for godly partners that we can lift up. And you may be listening today saying, well, how can I get a time on the radio to talk about my business and what God's done in my life? Well, you can be a partner with us as well. Keith, anything else on your heart today before we move on?
I'd just like to thank you guys as well. It's great to partner with you, and just look forward to that to continue.
All right, good deal. And if you're thinking about maybe dropping a new spot for the new year, give us a shout down here, and we'll get you scheduled in and get that recorded.
Absolutely. That sounds great.
Listen, give our all of our hello to your wife and your family, and maybe one day we can figure out how to meet you guys in person. Maybe we'll be up that way for something. But God bless you. Have an awesome day. Drive safe out there. Be careful. And, you know, we're standing with you, and we believe in clean water.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the support.
Amen. Keith, God bless you. Have an awesome day.
You also.
Goodbye.
Cool. That was great to hear from him. He's a neat guy.
Yeah.
He is a neat guy. We're going to go to a song. We're going to be right back in just a moment. We're going to talk about the joy of fasting. Amen.
I was lost. I was in chains. The world had a hold of me. My heart was a stone. I was covered. Shame when he came for me. I couldn't run from his presence. I couldn't run from his arms. Jesus, he loves me. He loves me. He is for me.
And that was Chris Tomlin, if you didn't know that already, with a song that's entitled Jesus Loves Me. What a powerful truth that is. One of the first songs, I think, that a lot of kids learned over a lot of years. Jesus Loves Me, a little different song than that one, but with the same message. Well, I want to welcome the Tim and Maria Widrow, the authors of 21 Day Daniel Fast. Maria. And Tim, welcome to WCNO. You all are part of our family here. We don't get to hug on you as much as we'd like to because you're kind of in God's southern family, a little bit south of us, but you're certainly tight to us, and we thank God for you.
Well, nice to be with you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So we're into the fast, right?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
How many days?
We started last Wednesday, actually, so 1 week.
1 week in. Well, how's it going? What's happening? Do you have people signed up? Are people talking to you?
Yes, we have people responding on our website, thankfully, with prayer requests for all kinds of things, mostly family members who aren't saved, of course. Financial matters and health matters are kind of top the list of the prayer requests that we get, and we're very thankful for each one. We send them on to our team at our church so that not only we can pray for them, but our entire church family and our whole prayer team at the church can pray as well. So we welcome prayer requests through our website.
Well, let's talk about the website. How can people become a part of the fast, and how can they get on the prayer list?
Well, our website is danielfast.org, no spaces, just danielfast.org, and there's a contact us form on there, and you can just write down your prayer request, send it in, and we'll be happy to add it to all the other prayer requests that we get. We also have a new YouTube channel on YouTube with lots of devotional videos, prayer videos. There's some shorts on there from Billy Graham and Charlie Kirk and all kinds of things to inspire you. And also, like I said, there's devotionals and prayer videos as well. So if you want to check that out and search YouTube, you can find us there as well.
Okay, and if someone is looking to do the Daniel Fast or learn more about the Daniel Fast, you do have some materials that are available. Tell us about some of those materials, and I'm supposing that people could go to your website and probably find out more about that.
Yes, right on the front page of our website, right under the video that we have, there is some of our most popular books, which is the most popular book is the 21-Day Daniel Fast. It's a daily prayer journal and workbook with a study guide and meal planners, devotional prayers, and more to guide you right through the 21 days. There's 21 different pages there, and on each page there's a prayer, a very nicely laid out prayer, and a nicely laid out scriptures on each page. So it not only does it have a lot of prayers and devotionals in it and what you can eat or what you should eat, it also has the scriptures there to inspire you daily. We also have our Daniel Fast cookbook, because when we first started, everyone asked, what are we going to eat? So my lovely wife got out her thinking cap and put together a Daniel Fast cookbook, and that is also on the front page of our website. There are also, there's a tab there that says books, and there are other inspirational books there. There's some videos. There's all kinds of things. There's music, videos, just inspiring music, inspiring videos. So if you just go to our website, you'll find everything about the resources that you may need. And like I said, you can connect with us, and we'd love to hear from you.
How about if we give away one of your books? Would that be okay with you guys? I mean, you gave them to me to give away. Would
Absolutely.
It be okay to give one away today?
Absolutely.
And we'll cover the cost of shipping, and you don't have to send in a donation or do anything. We wouldn't refuse it, but we're not going to ask for that. Give us a call here at the radio station right now. The first couple callers will give a 21-day Daniel Fast workbook to. If you're interested in that, give us a call. Karen, let's give that number out.
That number is 772-221-1100. 772-221-1100. Look at that.
The phone's ringing right now. Somebody's calling in. Immediately we get a call. Wow. Now, one thing I know, Tim and Maria, that you all have done, you have added Spanish as well, right? So you do have some of your resources. What's available in Spanish?
Well, that guidebook that I just spoke about, the 21-day guide workbook, is available in Spanish. Actually, because we met a gentleman at the WCNO radio station one day from Panama. I don't know if you remember, but he said, hey, is it available in Spanish? And we thought, well, no, not yet. And
I remember that.
Thanks to his inspirational question, Maria was able to find someone who could translate the entire book into Spanish. So if there's any folks that maybe some of your relatives prefer Spanish, we have that as well on our website.
All right, that's excellent. So 1 week into a fast, it's not too late for somebody to join, is it?
No, it's not.
Nope.
No, it's not. It's not never late. It's very good to join us so he or she can be able to experience Daniel Fast. And also, it's not about only to what we can eat or what we can do in Daniel Fast. It's about that we're going to have a breakthrough. That's the most important thing. And also, sometimes I wonder why Daniel was 21 days, why some churches have 50 days, 40 days, 30 days, and who in the world can have 40 or 50 days water fast? You know, it's very difficult. We have that called divine fast. It's only Moses and Jesus did. But as humans become more complicated and they are having more disease and more more medication, already taken, so that's why Daniel fast come very handy, and it's biblical, it's in the Bible, and Daniel already did it. It's a partial fast, and also it's the most important things about this fast. It's 21 days. You can do it 10 days, 21 days. You can do it longer, with not giving the body such a depletion like a water fast. In the same time, 21 days, even more. Change habits, change patterns, change cycles, and change people's heart, and also upgrade our software.
Upgrade your software. So the benefits.
It's very beneficial for us. It's spiritual beneficial.
Spiritual and physical, right.
Yeah, people cannot understand, if they experience how much they can experience. All of us, we're going to have a Daniel fast, and all of us, we're going to be with new hearts and new mind. But sometimes maybe we have people who are going through breakthrough. They have, they suffer, they have some disease, or they have, or they have a problem with enemies. Who knows? So there is a very good illustration when the David say, how long, God, how long are we going to wait about that? And then the God answer, come boldly before the throne. Pray,
yes.
Fast, do all these things. So, and then that's what is exchanged for a miracle, for be strong and courageous, to be able to, to be able to witness, which is that's what God actually wants us to do, to witness. And that's why the biblical diet fast / partial fast, it's important for witnessing too.
So Maria, you know, a lot of times in the body of Christ, years ago, the church traditionally had what was called revival. We scheduled revivals in the fall, the summer, and that was to stir up the embers in your personal life and just get refired, in a sense, in your own faith and have breakthroughs. David here in the studio, David and Karen's with me today, and I think David may have a comment.
Well, I do, and I just wanted to say we met, it was 5 years ago we met you, Tim and Maria.
Yes.
And we came in to talk about the Daniel
Five
fast.
5 years.
And here's what I was impressed with then and continue to be impressed with. And I want to say this because it's been touched on in the beginning.
Excuse me one second, Dave. Okay. Both books have been given away.
Both books. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's exciting.
God bless you, our listeners. And thank you, Tim and Maria, for making them available. Go ahead, Dave.
And what you may, listener, you may not have picked up on in this interview, so I want to underscore this. When often we encounter people, God's people out there sharing a vision they've been given, and their ministry is to share the vision, in such a way that it's communicated well to the listener, and then the listener can pray about getting involved in it. And that's wonderful. We have a lot of people that do that. What Tim and Maria have done at the direction of the Holy Spirit is not just cast a vision, but create a community around that vision that the people participating in can join. And
that's
I'll
good.
Tell you, with fasting especially, it's not something people do all the time. I admit, you know, I fast very slowly, but and I don't. It's not something I do on a regular basis. But what appeals to me, Tim and Maria, about what God has got you to do, is not only do you give us the idea. Here's the thing: the fasting, and you break it down as a process. You've also God has led you to provide materials, physical materials that those of us that want to do that can have. But hey. More to come. You have a website where people can enter, can go on the website. You can share what's happening to you during this process, and Tim and Maria respond. And that's what I'm saying about the community. If I'm going to fast, I'm not going to do it very well alone. It's a very significant spiritual event for anybody. But I just want to point out that, listeners, if you're thinking, if this is on your heart to fast, you cannot fail. God will not let you fail if you jump on this bandwagon of the Daniel fast and join Tim and Maria. And that, it's just a thing that's been bursting in my heart, and I just had to share it.
Well, that's important. And Maria, you might want to address the importance of having a partner, having somebody to fast with. I know my wife and I, and actually our oldest son, all three of us are participating in not necessarily exactly the same way, but we're all participating.
So I think the partner is very important, and sometimes partner come in different backgrounds in different ways. Sometimes and when you have a partner of Daniel Fast, you pray, God, please give me a partner. I need a partner who is going to share together and pray. I remember each time I do the Daniel Fast, I ask Lord to provide a partner for me. He has never failed, and partners have often come in an expected and unusual way. For example, I have a friend, her name is Juliet. She was a woman that works, I was working with her for several years. She was part of my business long time ago. One day, she asked me, how did you lose weight? I told her that I was praying and fasting, not for weight loss, but for a spiritual breakthrough. I told her that I was preparing for a Daniel fast. In my surprise, she said, can I do with you? And I said, of course. I
an unbeliever.
She's not a believer, but I invite her to join me. And then when Julia... she's not a follower of Christ, and when I actually asked her to do, I told her about it. I told her that in order for us to pray and fast together, we need to be on the same page. We should be praying in the name of Jesus, and she needs to be born again. Also, I explained that we would be led by the Spirit, and she needs to have the Holy Spirit inside her. I asked her if she would like to accept Jesus as her Savior, and she said, yeah.
Praise God.
Wow. Praying together, and that's how our journey started, praying with her. And Julia, she was having a very, very, very important problem. Her two children was drug addicts in that time. And Julia, she was working for me in because she was doing a kind of a she was working for me, and she was doing not a good job, not a good thing, and I fired her.
Oh, you fired her?
I fired her for three times because she was doing not. I don't want to do publicly what she's doing, but anyway.
You fired her three times, and she still wanted to be a part of your praying and fasting.
Yes, I fired her three times. She knows that she was doing she was wrongdoing me. She tried to find a way to kind of get touch with me, and she apologized. During the fast, she apologized. That's the first thing she did. She apologized.
Okay.
What happened to her children?
And but her children, a couple years later, they both of them become Christians.
Both became Christians. Whoa. Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, both of them.
That is awesome.
They were both drug addicts. They were twins, and they were lost in the street, homeless. And what happened was they became Christians, and now they are both working in Christian ministry. I mean, when you see God working like that,
wow!
All I can say is if you have family members that are not following the Lord, you need to pray and fast for them. And if that's your prayer and fast for this Daniel fast, I applaud you, because there's nothing God can't do. His arm is long enough to reach anyone. So if you have people in your family who are not saved, get on board, please. Send us your prayer request. We'll be happy to pray for your family members. And just let's see what God can do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you know, when I look at the book, I'm just looking at this book. I have it in my hand today, 21-Day Daniel Fast. And we thank you very much. You made two books available. We just gave those away. And it's not too late. Maybe you didn't start on the first. That's okay. Today is a day that you could actually start. You can go online. And again, what's the webpage where people can get more information?
It's very simple. It's danielfast.org. And everything you need's there. If you're having a problem ordering or what have you, just send us a quick email and we will take care of everything. We're always here. We monitor it all the time. We want to make sure we get the prayer requests in. But if you're having a problem ordering or what have you, just let us know. We'll be happy to take care of it.
You know, we are almost out of time, but I'm just thinking, as I often do when we are having some fellowship and you're joining us on air, I think that many times people are looking for more from God, but they're still giving the same or less to God of their own life. And prayer and fasting is a means by which we do not move God from his place of gracious love to us, but we remove many things that hinder us from seeing and receiving his love. And so fasting is a very important time. We start our year with it every year. And it's sort of like setting your clock, setting your direction, setting your priorities, resetting your priorities. It's getting things put back into proper place. And it's so important. Any closing thoughts, Maria, as we will look to link up with you next week as well?
Well, you're so right. You know, I've heard the saying, and it's very simple. It says, if nothing changes, nothing changes. So
I get that, Tim. That's true.
Yeah, if you don't do something different than you've always done it, then you're going to get the same result.
Exactly. So, exactly.
You got to be the one who says, I'm going to change. I'm going to do something different. I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to be hungry
That's it.
For
That's
him.
It. That's it.
So, you know, we got to do that. Maria?
Yeah, it's correct.
It is correct. Once again, what is the webpage where people can go and they can get more information, they can get prayer requests out and get connected if you're not in the journey? Why not this year? It's not too late. Get involved.
No, it's not too late to set your clock, as you said, to set your course for this whole year. Our website is danielfast.org, just like it sounds, danielfast.org. And we'd love to hear from you today.
All right, we're going to be calling you back, and consider yourself hugged and mugged with the love. No, not mugged, but hugged with the love of God, okay? And if you were here, I'd definitely give you both a hug. Great, great warriors in the kingdom of God, calling the troops, really. I haven't heard the shofar, but I sort of hear it in the spirit. You're blowing a shofar, saying to the church, wake up, get engaged. Get off your, I'll have to say it carefully, your precious promises. Many people sit on their promises, you know, they're sitting on them. You're sitting on those blessed promises. Get up and move and let God do something fresh in your life and your family. Yeah. And we're going to go to a song. Listen, love you both. Blessings.
Thank you.
We'll be calling back. Okay, God bless. Goodbye. We're going to go to a song at this time, and this song is Shout to the North. May the church arise and lift up a shout to the Lord. We will be right back. Keep your dial set right here to 89.9.
This number 25 is sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet. So you love this city and you love these streets.
As sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet. So you love this city and you love these streets. Every child out playing by their own front door. Every baby laying on the bedroom floor. Every dreamer dreaming in a dead end job. Every driver driving through the rush hour mall. Feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. For I can hear that thunder in the distance, like a train on the edge of the town. I can feel the brooding of your spirit. The preacher preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for a higher high, from the young man working through his hopes and fears, to the widow walking through the veil of tears. Every man and every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. For I can hear that thunder in the distance, like a train on the edge of the town. I can feel the brooding of your spirit.
All right, and we're going to have to, I could listen to that whole song. I love it, from Belfast, Robin Mark, Revival, Shout to the North, Shout to the South. I do have on the phone my wife, Rachel, and Rachel, we have a call coming to us as the body of Christ from Franklin Graham, and I would like you to share that with our listeners today.
Okay, sure will. Hello, everyone. And this is from Franklin Graham. It says, if you think our nation is in trouble now, just wait. As our streets boil over with hate, anger, crime, drugs, and just sheer hopelessness, is there something we can do? You bet there is. I would like to call for a time of prayer and repentance this Wednesday, January the 14th at 12 noon. As a nation, our sins are so great, we have increasingly turned our backs on God and his commands, embracing godless secularism, and we need to ask his forgiveness and seek his face. Pray for our leaders. Pray that God would bring calm to our streets. There are many who would like to stir things up. There are even those who would like to destroy this great country. Pray that these efforts would be thwarted and their plans would be brought into confusion. ask God to use his church to be his instrument of peace in this time of great uncertainty. Remember, this Wednesday at noon, please stop and pray. Millions of people remembering our sins and asking for forgiveness, repenting and seeking his face will make a difference. Let's humble ourselves. Let's give God the glory for this great nation and thank him for his hand of blessing, protection, and mercy.